Lynn Warfel's a fourth-generation farmer in East Central Illinois. His fields are flat and endless, the soil chunky and black and just about the best in the world. An interstate highway groans on one side of his cornfield.
In my career, early on, there was no interstate past my farm.
As traffic increased over the years, Warfel noticed a strange phenomenon. The crops closer to the interstate grew bigger than those further away.
They respond to the carbon dioxide. You know, they can be greener, longer, than plants farther out into the field.
Okay, so here is a high school biology reminder. Carbon dioxide, along with water and sun, is an ingredient in photosynthesis, which makes plants grow. Increasing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is also the biggest cause of global warming. So scientists thought, more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, bigger crops. They even coined a term, the carbon dioxide fertilization effect.
The effects of CO2 on crop yields are fairly well understood.
The Department of Energy's Jeff Amthor has studied this stuff since the 1980s.
We would expect that by the year 2050, that the increase in CO2 alone would probably increase yields from about 10 to 15% in soybean, wheat, and rice relative to today's yield, with nothing else changing.
Other things are changing, like hotter temperatures and more droughts. But the predominant thinking has been that the increased carbon dioxide will moderate those negative factors, maybe even outweigh them. A recent study by the American Economic Review concluded U.S. agriculture profits will grow by more than $1 billion over the next century due to global warming. Most of this is based on experiments done in controlled greenhouse conditions. But new research done in real fields is challenging the assumptions.
Well, where you're standing is what we refer to as our Global Change Research Facility on the South Farms of the University of Illinois.
That's biologist Steve Long. He runs what's called the Soyface Project at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. Here, Long can actually pipe carbon dioxide gas out to the fields and grow real crops in an atmosphere of the future. Long strolls out to one of 16 test plots and stops at a white pipe sticking out of the ground.
This is one of the pipes where the carbon dioxide actually comes up and then it will go out into the field here.
The carbon dioxide pipes circle a plot about the size of a tennis court. They release the gas over the crops. Computers monitor the air to keep the concentration steady.
The current atmospheric concentration of carbon dioxide is about 380 parts per million. We're raising that to the level which is expected for the year 2050, which is about 550 parts per million.
Long has grown the crops of 2050 for 5 years now, and his results have shocked him. The plants did grow bigger. They survived longer into the fall, but the yields were 50% lower than expected, and pests thrived. The western corn rootworm, for example, laid twice as many eggs.
Japanese beetle, which eats quite a lot of the leaves of soybean, do twice as well in these elevated CO2 conditions. They live longer, they produce many more young. The yield increases we've seen could start to be counteracted by those increased pest problems.
Long's results found supporters and critics when published in Science magazine last summer. Some researchers say extra CO2 could hurt agriculture more than it helps because weeds become more aggressive. The Department of Energy's Jeff Amthor co-wrote a paper challenging the interpretation of Long's data. But he agrees more work needs to be done in real-life conditions.
The bigger questions that are now before us are the interactions of increasing CO2 with warming and changes in precip, changes in weed communities, changes in insect communities, changes in disease outbreak. And there are a lot more questions there than there are answers.
Amthor says what's at stake is our future food supply. For the Environment Report, I'm David Summerstein.